Greetings. Greetings, greetings. How you doing? How are you doing? It's been a while. Feels like it's been a while. Might not have been that long. And if you're playing catch up with audio, should you subscribe to this channel? Because I don't normally share audio I share here. I just expect people to subscribe. Then if you're playing catch up with one piece of audio, just follows another and there is no time. Time is compressed. And I am here at your behest. I don't even know what that word means. Beck and call. Just pick up your phone and you never know, there may be some audio there. I'm in the office and it's 9:15 at night. I don't have a problem with that. I only work a couple of days a week on the whole, and but I work all of those days until I'm fit to drop sometimes. But I deeply value my leisure time and I'm glad that I am in a position to be able to do that. We all should be in a position to be able to do that. It's a funny kind of turn that the world has taken when you look at how technology was meant to alleviate us from all this work. And in the past, we've had shorter weeks and shorter working hours, and the technology was going to come along and we were going to be living like the Jetsons or Star Trek. We don't have to work. Let's go and explore the galaxy. But it's not happening that way, because our phones are now here enabling us to be on call or aware of what is happening with our particular workplace or with our work email 24/7, and if we're awake to see it. And I think we've got it all wrong. We've gone down the path of mass consumerism, and to keep that wheel turning now, it only appears, I'm not sure that's totally true, that we have to continue to work so that we can continue to afford to pay and continue to make and create all of the junk that we are consuming and expelling into the landfill of the world. I'm just as guilty as most. You know, I'm surrounded by, I don't know, I must have four pairs of headphones within reach. A vintage pair. A pair that I'll use if I'm podcasting with another person. And a pair of in-ear buds. All the rest have been over ear, and above my head there's a pair of studio monitoring headphones that are always connected to the computer. So yeah, okay, different headphones for different reasons, but that's a lot of headphones for a person that only has one head. So what can you do apart from be aware? Been reading some books recently on kind of the quest for some kind of future utopia and how we do need to be kind of working less and enjoying life and living more. And I've had two holidays recently, a week in Spain and a week in Herefordshire with a bit of camping. So I really can't complain. But I am looking at a pretty full-on schedule. If that schedule is even half of what it promises, it's going to be non-stop. And this isn't necessarily for the money on this occasion. I'm taking a huge reduction in my daily fee to do some acting, it's an experiment. I really, really did not want to do it. And I've kind of been talked into doing it by family because it's a glorified extras part in a Disney movie. Can I say any more than that? If you read my newsletter, which is on ourmaninside.com, and if you don't read my newsletter, then I'm upset, because it's less sycophantic than this audio is. I just bang on about me and my life in this audio, and you don't get my weekly email, which is only weekly for another 19 weeks before I stop doing it. Don't mind me, I'm just a bit sore because I talked about my family holiday and a bit of camping and some stuff, and I don't know what it triggered this week. It might have been the title, actually. I just did a jokey title, which, when you read it in your inbox, looks like some spammy knobber is just sending any old crap out. I think it was 7 reasons to read this email newsletter. Now, that's not the kind of thing I'd ever write unless it was a joke. But if you do read my newsletter, you would know even probably the name of the film and the supporting actors. I better be careful at the moment. Let me see until what happens next week when I'm meant to be there between the hours of like 5, 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. They is some long hours. And just because you're sitting around most of the time waiting to be called to do your thing doesn't make it any less strenuous in my department, because that's time away from the family, but it's also time away from my bed. I can't believe that I'd, you know, have to leave at 10 o'clock, take me an hour to get back. So you're going to bed at 11 o'clock and then getting up again at 4. 4, if you want to cut it, fine. That's too much for me. I need more than 5 hours sleep. So we'll see how long I last in that debacle, in that shenanigan. Once you're committed, you're meant to commit for the whole thing, or you get blacklisted and never used again. So I really would be shooting myself in the foot if I don't act professional and suffer for as long as is needed. This is me, you know, not being pessimistic, but just being flippant, because it's probably going to be amazing. Probably sitting around all day surrounded by film stars and actors and stunt people and clowns. Oh, might have said too much. And on a film set, I've done it before, but not to this kind of size. I can't think of the right word. I was in Bollywood, which is pretty crazy. It is, I guess, a bigger kind of studio, but less of a budget back in the day compared to how things are done with the Disney folk. In Bollywood, there was like 18 films being filmed simultaneously, almost within earshot. But I was on a tiny little Channel 4 production on the main thing that I did called Bombay Blue. And I was a holy man, a sadhu. I must have talked about that on any one of my 2000 podcasts. Can I call these podcasts? Unedited audio sharings? Yeah, it's a podcast. Any one of those 2000 moments in audio that still sit on this channel, thanks to Audio Boo, Audio Boom, whatever they're called. And long may it last and not get screwed up with some plug being pulled on the back of a server. The moment I finish recording this, it's automatically uploaded and sent to my Dropbox as a backup, at least an MP3 anyway. I don't get the full quality. So that's my musings at the moment. How happy I am that I'm getting a big chunk of leisure time to pursue other activities like being in nature, writing, and just living life. Sorry if you are having to work every hour under the sun, because we have bills. So we have lots of bills. I know I still have lots of bills. How do we stop doing that? Is there a conversation we can have? Is there a change in life that we can do? I like to think I have. I don't think I'm employable as much as I used to be for another person. Obviously, if somebody came along and said, we would love to give you a massive chunk of cash for you to spend a year with us in-house, or you can be the geek in residence, or the creative technologist in residence, or the creative instigator, if that's the thing, in residence. Here's some money. You have to be here. Could I handle every day? No, let's be modern. Let's say three to 4 days a week max. Yeah, I could do that. And I think I'd be good at something like that. But as it stands, freelancing, with the emphasis on free, suits me. Suits me a lot. What else have I been doing? Still looking for a boat. Might have found one, but it's just finding the time to get to the other side of the country and having a look at it before you lay down a massive wedge of cash. If I don't get a boat, I'd like an electric camper van, which are pretty rare, right now, there's only one company doing electric camper vans, but there are other companies doing modifications to vehicles. Do I think that getting more vehicular technology, do I think that's going to make life better? I'm wanting to focus on the experiences at the moment. Time is not to be counted with digital clocks and calendars telling me where I've got to be. Time I'm embracing needs to be lived. And if that means I can jump in a vehicle and roll out to some Lake District lay-by and wake up with the sun in my face, great. If it means I can jump on a boat and slowly chug or float or drift to new views and spaces, then that is also good, and that's an experience. And both of those really appeal to me. It's been a while since I've had a camper van, and I've never had a boat outside of my little inflatable kayak or other more solid kayaks of the past. Different thing though, isn't it? Hard to sleep on that and not drown. So, have I got anything to share that may enrich your life? Pregnant pause. No, but I am thinking about you. There's a few people on here who are still sporadically sharing audio that I subscribe to and I dip into. And if you listen to all of my audio and it's not clear or evident that I'm listening to your audio, can you just DM me the RSS feed? Because I'm looking for more human beings that are not only within reach, that are part of my network, or we go back a long way, and that I can kind of tap into your psyche and your subconscious. Because I'm finding that the more I dial down the channels and the Twitters and all the rest of it, there's certain people I'm kind of missing out on. There's many that I wish did audio updates like this, because there's plenty of times in the day I can just dip in while I'm walking, commuting or whatever. So yeah, let me know. And once again, my newsletter, should I plug it? Nah, if you're not, you probably don't need it. So you have a good one. I'm raising this glass, which I haven't had anything to drink from yet. Let me just tap the glass with a handy pen made by Pentel. Pentel. They still make pens. I'm lifting this small tumbler, tiny tumbler, with an etched symbol of a lion on its rear legs. Hind, I think they call them. And it says The Black Lion. And I believe I inadvertently pocketed this small glass after drinking a whiskey in a bar in Manchester. So I'm raising it. Thank you to the Black Lion in Manchester. The Black Lion Hotel, he says, seeing the lower text on the logo. And thank you to you as I sip this glass of Redbreast Irish whiskey, 12 years old. Oh, so vanilla-y smooth does it go down after the day that has been today working in Sheffield. And say, yeah, to the glorious mysteries of life. And, catch you on whatever channels we choose to hide in.